So, Loren, we had a War of the Roses, and Tina wanted to find out if her dude of 5 years they dated, Nick, was cheating. And not only did he do a weird growl, which you have to hear on our Kiss 95.1 War of the Roses podcast, but he also has two cell phones. Can we solve it once and for all? Does two cell phones equal shadiness?
I mean, you already know what I think. Of course, I think it.
But doesn't Dallas have a work phone?
No, he uses one phone for both.
Did he? Sterling has a work phone?
He does.
Yeah.
So when Dallas started this job, they gave him a whole nother number and a cell phone, but we just merged the two phones because nothing shady is going on.
So wait, by we merged the two phones, did you tell Dallas?
She forced it.
There's just no reason to carry around two cell phones. First of all, it's inconvenient. Unless you've got something going on the side.
Says the woman who carries like a huge, enormous hockey bag purse.
Exactly. For all my stuff.
Did you make him change? Did he want to keep the other phone line?
I mean, I made it a point to say, like, why do you need two phones? I think, isn't that inconvenient for you? Here's the thing. I end up carrying the phone either way when we go out, and I don't want to carry three phones now because you have two of them.
Well, how does he call from the other work number?
It's all one number now.
The number you have reached has been forwarded to a new number. So now Dallas, when he gets like work calls, the person has to write down the new forwarded number. It's a whole thing.
Other than me and his mom, like nobody really calls his cell phone.
Jump on the debate, though. Does two cell phones mean that you're cheating? Yes or no? And obviously, if it's a yes, then you got to tell us the story. 704-570-9595. But likewise, defend yourself if you have two cell phones.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you could be a criminal, too. Burner phones.
Okay, Walter White.
I'm just saying. Nicole and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Nicole. Two cell phones, shady or not?
Oh, well, okay. In this circumstance, extremely shady. My best friend, she found a compartment in her fiance's truck, in the bed of his truck. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pop-up compartment, and it had a safe in there.
Whoa.
And he had left it like slightly ajar. So it was a little bit open, and she went to go into his truck to get something and noticed it and opened it up, and he had cash, like a bunch of cash and a cell phone in there. And she obviously turned it on and went through it. And it turns out that he had been moving furniture for money on the side.
Whoa.
With
Whoa.
Girls and guys.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bomb drop.
Wow. Oh,
it was bad. It was bad, 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 bad.
I mean,
bad.
Like, how much was he making?
That's a piece of dirt.
That easy.
Like, seriously gross.
Well, yeah. I mean, man whore. I'll say it.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Throw it out there.
I said man of war.
Okay.
Man.
So, Nicole.
She moved away. Like, she quit her job here. She lived locally. She moved away and moved to the West Coast. Like, she's gone. Like, she was so embarrassed. I mean, it was
she
really,
a witness
really
protection?
She shouldn't be embarrassed, but no. It does suck. Did she have access to the messages, or
did she read everything?
So the phone didn't have a passcode after all that?
Yeah, after all that, I mean, she opened it up and read everything and saw pictures.
I hate that she felt the need
messages.
That she had to run.
That might have helped her, too, though.
Yeah, just to cut ties and be done with it.
Well, thank you so
much. I don't even know where he is or anything. He's not on social media anymore.
Maybe.
Anything like that. I mean, it was just so sad.
Crazy.
Like,
thanks, Nicole. So two cell phones, definitely shadiness for her. Roy, Loren, let's go to Jamaica.
Okay.
On line three.
Hi, Jamaica.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing well, Jamaica and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. Make me laugh all morning.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And love your name. So tell us, is it shady or not?
I think it's hella shady. I think two cell phones are hella shady. There's no reason for it. Complications. It's just...
Okay.
It just gives you a reason to ask questions, you know?
And the work thing, Loren, just solved. If you have a significant other who says, I need two cell phones for work, there's a way around that.
Yeah, there's a way around that.
Yeah.
To make one phone, you should only have one phone. One phone number, one way to get a hold of somebody.
I don't know. Sterling has a work phone, and it's fine.
So,
is it? Or do you think it's funny?
It has the company logo on it in the background.
But isn't it more convenient? Here's the thing. There is nice about having two cell phones, one for work and one not, in like a Sterling case. Because on the weekends,
when you're done,
you leave that at home. And now you don't have to deal with work. But Dallas is kind of working all of the time.
Yeah.
So he's got to have that phone with him constantly, whether it's a weekend or not. So why would you carry around two phones 7 days a week?
Well, and also his company is like super secure. Just for Sterling to access the internet, the email, he has to go through all this hula hoops to access a certain server.
Right. So, I mean, nobody in here believes Sterling is cheating on you and using that work phone as a burner phone, but it's possible that people have two phones and one phone that significant other knows about.
I'm shadier than him. I have a safe filled with money and a gun.
Does he know about it?
And there's a passport in there. It looks like I'm like a double agent or something.
At a minute's notice, you're on the run with the cash and the gun. Jeez. All right. We got 12 phone lines. Six of them are filled up with people who say the phone, if you have two cell phones, it's shady. We would love to hear from someone who has two cell phones and wants to defend it. 704-570-9595.
You got to get up. Nanny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hendrick.
We want to send you on a summer vacation. Visit Florida wants you to find your beach with trips to Florida all summer long. Register online at kiss951.com and then listen Friday at 7:20 for your name. And that's when you call us back and you get your free vacay.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, let's bring in Laura from Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Trying to get to the bottom of it. Two phones. Is it shady? The majority of the people calling in saying, yeah, it is.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Laura.
So my husband has a work cell phone and a personal cell phone, and he didn't always have a work phone. So he had his personal phone first. When he got the work phone, he debated, switching over and just putting all of his social media stuff on his work phone. But then he decided, if I do that, then the company can see everything that I do.
Yeah.
So he decided to keep his personal phone so that he can keep social media and stuff like that separate from work. And plus, like Lauren said, when it's the weekend and he doesn't need to worry about work, he can just leave his phone at home. But it comes in handy for me because he lets his phone die all the time. So the odds are better that I can get a hold of him because now he's got two phones.
So he's concerned that his company's going to see his social media. Is he doing something on social media or his phone that he shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, but like, let's say your photos, you take a photo, you want to own your own photo. You don't want that to be on your company property. Like, baby, your pictures of cash, you want to have that photo, not
yeah, but I mean, why wouldn't I be able to take it off the phone or send it to myself on my computer or anything like that? Now, if you've got, I don't know, some photos that you don't want anyone to see on your phone, then I get it.
She is so, they're like,
it's
so shady.
Do you want your boss to see that you like F. Jerry post every day?
That's a good Instagram account.
Yeah, F. Jerry's the best.
So,
All right. So no shadiness going on, Laura.
No.
Okay. All right. There you go. I mean, we were just, it's a debate. Two cell phones, shady or not. Unfortunately, Laura, you're in the minority. We could go to all these calls. We don't have time, but so many people say two cell phones is a red flag.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Manny, congratulations to you and Amanda on your beautiful baby girl, Ruby. I hope everything goes well.
So sweet. Thanks so much, Laura. Last night, I got about 2 hours of sleep.
Good.
So
yeah,
that's about normal. Well,
she's loud. She doesn't cry. She's just loud when she sleeps. She's got her eyes closed, and she goes, meh.
Well, it is okay for her to sleep in another room,
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's time.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, thank you so much. All right, have a great day. Okay.
And our big boss, Walter, got you a baby gift.
I know.
His wife.
Oh, his
I play
wife.
Tennis with her. I have a better relationship with her than I do with him.
The big boss, Walter.
Smart, very smart. Yeah.
I hang out with the wife and the son, Jack. I play tennis with them. It's awesome.
Yeah, so that way if our show ever get like, if they're like, hey, we got to cancel a show. Well, you can't get rid of the tennis partner.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.